but it was all about being on fire for Jesus. Whatever that even means, that's not even biblical.
Like, I don't need myself. I don't need my own logic or my opinions. Like, I need what is in heaven to come down on earth and to be my reality.
And most people think that it's amazing and it's all about Jesus. It's not. And the crowds are getting bigger and bigger every year. Like I said, this year, 55,000 young adults attended. Welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, we're going to discuss the horrific mess that is the Passion Conference. Just last week, over 55,000 young adults attended it and were led away from God and from His Word. And no one's saying anything about it, but today I'm going to. So are you ready? Let's go.
This is my first time and I'm super excited.
We just grabbed a group and we're like, hey, let's go to Atlanta to Passion this year.
Ella stopped me and was like, hey, so you're going to Passion? And I was like, I got the ticket, but like, I don't know if what we're staying, how we're getting there, nothing.
Yeah. Once you get in, you start meeting people from like all over the place.
В кольцо туда я хочу
побывать.
Just wait till the worship. Oh my goodness. The whole stadium.
50,000 people on fire for the Lord. Wanting to worship him. Like I'm so excited.
I come here, I can see all these other young adults on fire for God.
Well, clearly we've got a lot to talk about in this episode, but did you hear in that first clip what was said by several of the individuals? I don't know if you caught that or not, but it was all about being on fire for Jesus.
Fire!
Whatever that even means, that's not even biblical. I mean, is that ever anywhere found in Scripture? Not at all. And if you look at the New Testament, let's just focus on the New Testament for a second, because if you look at almost all the references for fire, it's about hell and judgment. No apostle went around saying, hey, do you want to be on fire for Jesus?
No.
I think you should be on fire. That person's on fire for Jesus. Not at all. This is a common popular buzz phrase for the NAR, or the New Apostolic Reformation, or the Charismatic Movement. And this should be a first big warning sign. But let's go deeper than that. See, these young adults are coming for an experience.
Heaven has the answers and I don't. So like heaven is what I need. Like I need it at work, I need it with my friends. Heaven has the answer for everything, the blueprint for everything, and that's what I need. Like I don't need myself, I don't need my own logic or my opinions. Like I need what is in heaven to come down on earth and to be my reality.
They think it's all about Jesus and goosebumps and I feel the presence. Yes, come on, God. But sadly, it's all about them being led away from Christ. You see, the Passion Conference is like a Trojan horse that secretly introduces false teaching and false teachers into the hearts and minds of tons and tons and tons of people. And it's working, by the way. The mastermind behind this is Pastor, and I use that in quotes, Pastor Louis Giglio. I mean, he's running this whole scam, because he's figured out that the best way to reach young people is through music. This man is dangerous and affirms just about every false teacher and every false teaching around. Well, there you saw right there. There was Louis Giglio and his wife giving reverence and awe to the Pope. Kissing him on the cheek, had to see him, had to shake his hand, give him a little hug. Come on, you guys. Is this biblical? Let's say it together. Said no verse ever. So why is the Passion Conference so dangerous? Well, first of all, they start off by bringing in every hot false worship band out there. Ones like Elevation Worship, or Hillsong, or Bethel Music, or Jesus Culture, or Kerry Job, or Cody Carnes, just to name a few.
Hey, guys. Thanks for joining us. I have two of the most special people on the planet
I love them so much. Their love for Jesus is beyond. When you hear them worship, there's not a moment that, like, you don't have to wait to get in. Like, you could go right into the presence of Jesus. Carrie Job, Cody Carnes, you are two of the most special people to me. I love you so much.
Thank you. We love you.
And then they sprinkle in some false teachers that will continue to sugarcoat the gospel, twist God's word, and pump you up. People like Sadie Robertson, who seems so nice. You know, she's from Duck Dynasty, and they've got it all together, right? No, they don't. Okay, Sadie Robertson is friends and affirms Joyce Meyer. She also loves to preach to men in church, by the way. She does it all the time as she speaks all across the country. There's Christine Kane, who is a regular at these conferences. She's a false prophet and a false teacher from Hillsong Church.
You and I have the opportunity to amaze God and allow him to marvel and go, oh, whew, I haven't seen that kind of faith on that university campus. I'm going to do something extraordinary. See, God healed his servant. Jesus had healed many people before this, but there was something about this man's faith that activated a miracle.
There's Levi Lesko. He's a regular as well. He's a woke pastor who continually twists God's word.
I can't even believe that I get to introduce our guest speaker to you. Would you believe that Pastor Stephen Furtick is in the Fresh Life House this weekend? What God's doing in the heart of Stephen Furtick, one of the greatest leaders of our generation on the face of the earth today. You're about to hear a message from someone who God has answered my prayers and become a friend to and truly is a spiritual older brother to me. Come on, Fresh Life, let's welcome Pastor Stephen Furtick to the Fresh Life stage.
There's Brandon Lake, who is there this year. He's from Bethel Church in Redding, California. Francis Chan, who went off the rails many years ago. He's there quite a bit. There's Carl Lentz, who is from Hillsong and cheated on his wife and literally just sweeps sin under the rug and pretends it's not our job to judge and all these different nonsense things. Then there's also Priscilla Shire, who preaches to men and is just absolutely heretical in her beliefs. And I'm just naming a few. There's a whole bunch over the years. And if you noticed, as I was talking, we put up some little screenshots of just some of the, you know, promotion materials that shows who's coming and who's been there over the last number of years. And it's like a who's who of false teachers. This is extremely unbiblical. And according to Acts chapter 20, verse 28, it says this: "Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." And I want you to listen to this very carefully, what I'm about to say. A biblical pastor would never lead anyone into the hungry jaws of a wolf in sheep's clothing, because they are commanded by God to protect the flock, not to feed the flock to hungry wolves. And yes, Louis Giglio is a false teacher who has preached many times at Hillsong. Also, he's preached and affirms Joel Osteen and at his church, Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. He's also had false teacher Beth Moore come and preach at his own church. I mean, come on, you guys. This is a violation of so many verses in the Bible. Just to name a few, 2 John chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. We're to have nothing to do with false teachers. Ephesians 5:11. We're not to partner with them. We're to expose them. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. Women are to remain silent in the church. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 33 through 38. In all the churches of the saints, women are to remain silent. They're not to preach. They're not to be pastors. No, that is a man's job. See, the Passion Conference is pure manipulation from the pit of hell. And most people think that it's amazing and it's all about Jesus. It's not. And the crowds are getting bigger and bigger every year. Like I said, this year, 55,000 young adults attended it. And please understand, it was a three-day conference, not just a quick little concert one night and then go home. No, it's 3 days, so you're committed. People are coming from all over the world and just about every state in the United States. This is how widespread it is. And I've said this for years, and I'm going to say it again for you to hear. People these days want feelings instead of facts, and they want goosebumps instead of God. We've got to stop turning a blind eye to this because it's getting out of control. And too many people are like, "Oh, I don't want to deal with this. Let's just pretend. Oh, it's God. It's good." No, it's not. It's not okay for anyone to go to a conference where there are false teachers and heretical churches and horrible worship teams. Not at all. We are to mark and avoid this nonsense. According to Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18, we're not to endorse it, attend it, or celebrate it. Now, please hear me say this. The mastermind behind all of this, it's not God. You know who it is.
Could it be Satan?
See, God is not the author of confusion, nor is he the author of false teaching. If you want to attend a conference that has solid biblical pastors, and they're exegeting the text, they're pointing you to Jesus, they're making it all about Christ and not about you, and there are worship teams that are making much of Jesus that are biblically sound, by all means, please go. I have nothing against conferences. I'm not poo-pooing conferences. I mean, there's the Shepherd's Conference, and there's the G3 Conference. There's a lot of great conferences. But please understand that the Passion Conference is a goat factory, and it is making and creating tons and tons of false converts. See, the Passion Conference puts this garbage on year after year after year, and people go thinking they are growing closer to God. But in reality, they're getting their heads filled with man-centered false teaching. And they're being introduced to major false teachers who are leading people, you need to hear this, straight to hell. Proverbs 24, verses 11 and 12 says that we are to rescue those being led to slaughter, not turn a blind eye. And I know most people in the church, they don't want to say anything. They're afraid to judge. They're afraid to speak up. And that's half the problem. But 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says this, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and discipline. That's what it's all about. Think of it this way, as I wrap this up. If you were in a neighborhood and a known convicted drug dealer moved into your neighborhood, moved a couple houses down, would you say nothing and allow the neighborhood kids to go over and hang out at that person's house? Heck no. You'd make sure all your neighbors knew about that person, that they are dangerous, and you would warn people to stay away. And that is the same with the Passion Conferences and Louis Giglio. They are dangerous and are leading people to hell by making false teaching and false teachers seem cool.